This footage of Donald Trump that's now leaking from Mar-a-Lago is something. I mean, you got Donald Trump bragging about how everybody hanging out at Mar-a-Lago is so wealthy and how Donald Trump's going to make them even wealthier. You have Donald Trump saying that the most dangerous thing to the United States of America are fellow Americans. You've got Donald Trump out there praising the architect of his family separation policy, saying that what you did was great and we're going to bring you back if I win. And on the other hand, you've got President Biden posting about adding 15 million jobs while he's in office. You've got the stronger than expected jobs report where 303,000 jobs were added. But of course, you have Fox saying that is a bad thing. And are the numbers too good? Maria Bartiromo wanted to know, and you got Fox complaining about it and trying to cast 303,000 jobs created as being somehow a bad thing. But this is the contrast. This is the world that we're living in. So let's just show you the facts right here. And then I want to show you President Biden's incredible slam of Donald Trump with Senator Bernie Sanders. Here's leaked footage of Donald Trump at this fundraiser. I believe it's for Kerry Lake, where Laura Loomer was there. And here Trump says, "You're all wealthy people. You've got so much money. I'm going to make you richer. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you more tax cuts." Here, he says it. Play this clip.
"You're all wealthy people. I know a lot of you come. They have so much money. They can give you so much money. You know, we did the largest tax cuts in history. Think of it. Our military."
More leaked footage of Donald Trump saying that Americans who don't support him are more dangerous than Vladimir Putin, in his opinion. Play the clip.
"This country has, other than the enemy from within, you know, the enemy on the outside is Russia, China. No, we can handle them if you have a smart president. But we have an enemy from within. We have some very sick people. And I always said, our country will never be a socialist country. And I was right. Unfortunately, they went directly to communism, okay? They skipped socialism along the way."
And here's Donald Trump praising the architect of his family separation policy, saying that he would bring him back and saying everything you did to separate families was impressive. Here, play this clip.
"I want to say to Tom Homan, there's a very impressive group behind me, and it's a far more impressive group over there. But I just want to say to Tom, he's been my friend for a long time, as most of the people behind me have, they're incredible. And we're working on the border together. And Tom made a pledge. If he wins, I'm coming back."
And from the same leaked footage, here's Donald Trump praising Laura Loomer as Donald Trump was posting articles by Laura Loomer attacking Justice Juan Merchan's daughter, who is the judge in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against Donald Trump. Here he is praising Laura Loomer. Play this clip.
"We have a lot of great friends and a lot of great people. Laura, how are you? You look so beautiful, as always. That's a woman with courage. You don't want to be Loomered. If you're Loomered, you're in deep trouble. That's the end of your career, in a sense. Thanks, Lord."
Now, as Donald Trump is saying that he's going to make his wealthy friends even wealthier, I think it's worth reflecting for a moment about the headlines 4 years ago to the day while Donald Trump was in office. So 4 years ago under Trump, the big hurt, 10 million new jobless in just 2 weeks. That was the cover of the New York Post, which of course is owned by Rupert Murdoch and very friendly to Donald Trump. Well, 4 years later, here's what the Washington Post says. Economy. Employers added 303,000 new jobs in March, soaring past expectations. By the way, here's Maria Bartiromo saying that this jobs report number may be too good. Here, play the clip.
"It's a good number, no question."
"Well, it's a good number, but is it too good for rate cuts, Bob Dahl? I mean, yesterday we heard from Neel Kashkari saying, I'm penciling in two cuts, but there's a chance there's no cut at all. If the economy's on fire like this and we got 303,000 jobs in the month of March, why cut interest rates?"
Man, Fox is such a total and utter mess. But here's another clip from Fox, though, where they talk about the 303,000 jobs that were added to the economy in March. Play the clip.
"Yes, it is Jobs Day, and here are the numbers. In March, a big number, 303,000 jobs were added to the economy, and the unemployment rate actually moved down to 3.8%. Hourly income up a sharp 0.3%. I'm going to characterize this as a very strong report.
And this from the Biden-Harris campaign. They made this video saying, "We're so sorry this is happening to you, Fox. We know that you're rooting for bad economic news, but we're so sorry you have to give this announcement." Here, play this clip.
Stronger than expected. Headline number for March, 303,000 jobs added in the month of March. The expectation was 200,000.
It's a good number, no question.
Well, it's a good number, but is it too good for rate cuts? If the economy's on fire like this and we got 303,000 jobs in the month of March, jobs are plentiful with 303,000 jobs created in the month of March.
Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? It could lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning antibacterial bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent up to 99.7% of bacteria growth and require up to 3 times less laundry. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle Made sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. So stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria could clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Midas at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas, that's M-E-I-D-A-S, to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
By the way, CNBC is calling the 303,000 jobs added in March a juicy number. Play this clip.
Jobs report hitting the wires. Non-farm payrolls, a whopping 303,000. That best most estimate and goes right along with the whisper number, which was higher than the estimates due to the strength in ADP. 303,000, that's the juiciest number that we've had going back to, 303,000 equals May of 23, right on the nose. To find a higher number, you go back to January of last year.
Some other data points with these job numbers. As Heather Long says, another blockbuster month for jobs. The U.S. economy added 303,000 jobs in March, way above expectation. The big gains were in healthcare, 72,000, government, 71,000. The unemployment rate is 3.8% versus 3.9% in February. Wage growth, 4.1% in the past year, well above 3.2% inflation, as Carl Quintanilla from CNBC says. Wage growth, 4.1%. Inflation, 3.2%. That's good data there, folks, as well. It goes on to talk about 49,000 jobs being added in hospitality, 39,000 being added in construction, 18,000 in retail, 7,000 in biz, manufacturing stayed about even. Only jobs that were down were some warehouse jobs. Were down. Let me show you. This is what President Biden posted as well, though, from the leaked footage of Donald Trump. Here's President Biden and Bernie Sanders. I love that the Biden campaign's making videos like this. Play this clip.
You are all people that have a lot of money. I know 20 of you, and you're rich as hell. We're going to give you tax cuts. We're going to pay off our debt.
No, that's everything you need to know about Donald Trump. When he thinks the cameras aren't on, he tells his rich friends, quote, "We're going to give you tax cuts."
Can anybody in America imagine that at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, billionaires are doing phenomenally well, that he's going to give them huge tax breaks? And then at the same time, He's going to cut Social Security and Medicare and programs that our kids need.
This is his economic plan? That's what he wants to do? Cutting taxes for his friends? Cutting Social Security for you? That makes me mad as hell, quite frankly.
The hypocrisy is just outrageous. This is what he says to his billionaire friends. Not quite what he's saying at his rallies.
There are 1,000 billionaires in America, in this country. They pay an average tax rate of 8.2% federal taxes. So I have a plan. We have a plan. Asking his good buddies to begin to pay their fair share.
You have one candidate who wants to cut Medicare and Social Security, and one who's going to protect it. That's why I'm supporting Joe, and I hope you will as well.
Thanks,
pal. Here's another video that was just posted also by the Biden-Harris campaign showing Donald Trump's rhetoric. 75 years ago today, NATO was founded. 36 years ago, Mr. Gorbachev tear down the wall. Today, Donald Trump's rhetoric, Russia, do whatever the hell you want. Here, play that clip.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And we're attacked by Russia. Will you protect us? I said, no, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
And so as Donald Trump is also, you see him there at Mar-a-Lago. Here's what he's been posting as well. A photograph of him and Mike Lindell. He's been posting Trump. This is what Donald Trump's posting about himself. Trump virtues. It's time for Republicans, including those who doubt Trump or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. That's how Donald Trump is spending his time right now, begging for support as he's not being able to raise any significant money at all. By the way, take a look right here at the presidential ad spend since Super Tuesday through this week. You have about the Biden campaign and allies, $16 million. The Trump campaign and allies, $3.4 million. The Kennedy camp, $409,000. Here are the future reservations currently booked next week through November. The pro-Biden ad spends already total $132.4 million. Pro-Trump ad spend bookings, you have to book these reservations in advance, $265,000. And this is as President Biden, you know I don't like to dwell on polls, but as President Biden is starting to beat Donald Trump, and mostly all of the polls are turning in President Biden's favor. But again, I'm not trying to get caught up in all of the various polls, but I think it is worth reflecting on Donald Trump's message at Mar-a-Lago through these leaked videos, President Biden's message with Bernie Sanders, good economic data, and it's about priorities. I mean, Donald Trump wanting to, you hear him bragging about helping rich people, and President Biden focusing on just helping all Americans. Tell me what you think and subscribe. Let's get to 3 million.
It's Ken Harbaugh with the Midas Touch Network. The film Against All Enemies, which I co-produced with Ben Mycelis and this network, has won awards around the world for its up-close portrayal of America's insurrectionist movement. It premieres in the U.S. on March 29th on Amazon and Apple TV. Go to againstallenemiesfilm.com or click the link below. But don't just watch Against All Enemies. Tell your friends about it. It's one more way to hold accountable those who threaten our democracy. Thanks, Midas Mighty. Let's use our power well.